Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program today. You know, we have rules of engagement, some ROEs that you have to follow if you want to engage in the program. They're pretty easy. If you want to send me a text message, tell me anything, ask me anything, on your message app, the number is 33103, 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael, and you can tell me anything or ask me anything. And then do me a favor and go follow me over on X. On X, it's at Michael Brown USA. On the others, it's either Michael Brown or Michael D. Brown or whatever. But you can find me on Facebook and Instagram also, and I would appreciate the follows. And here's why. So two things happened in the past 24 hours that take me back to my old days with President Bush. And, you know, he and I mean, we got along famously. Don't get me wrong. We absolutely got along famously. But when everything kind of started going down the toilet during Katrina, I really started to see a side of him that I had, I mean, I'd seen it before, but it was, it didn't involve me and it didn't bother me. And I was busy doing what I was doing. We were, you know, we were establishing, the Department of Homeland Security, which to this day I still maintain was a mistake. And we were reorganizing all these different departments and agencies, all, you know, kind of rearranging on the chairs on the decks of the Titanic, because Congress had decided that it was imperative that post 9/11 we be seen doing something. So I'm doing that. I'm also going through a second Senate confirmation to become the first Undersecretary of Homeland Security in the Department of Homeland Security. And so it was just a wild time. And it had been wild from the very beginning. Because when the president took office on January 20th of 2001, little did we know that just, you know, a mere 9 months later, we would start this global war on terror. Prior to that, though, and of course we had the death and the funeral of Dick Cheney this week, Vice President Cheney's staff, Scooter Libby and David Anderson, some others had come to me and said, look, during the Clinton administration, they had completely ignored all the COOP and COG programs. Now, COOP and COG programs are all of the black ops programs. COOP stands for continuity of operations. COG, C-O-G, stands for continuity of government. And those are the programs by which if, you know, we're involved in some, you know, thermonuclear war or the leadership of the executive branch or the legislative branch gets decapitated and suddenly we're, you know, without leadership for a while, we go through all of these processes to make sure that the federal government keeps functioning. And I call them black ops programs because they're very top secret. The minutiae of them, I can't describe to you at all. I can only tell you that in generalities, that it is designed to make certain that if foreign adversaries attack us and it's necessary to, say, relocate the government outside Washington, D.C., that we have the ability to do that. And those programs have been in place since even before the Cold War. Post-World War II, they were kind of in place, and then they really started with, I would say, President Eisenhower. They started getting serious about it, and each president built on it and made them more and more resilient. The Clinton administration, for whatever reason, was more focused on other things and just kind of let all the undisclosed locations kind of go to crap. So we kind of had to rebuild them, remodel them, if you will. We had to remodel them. And so that was one of the very first things that Vice President Cheney's was given in his portfolio. And that, you know, rolls downhill. And a lot of that rolls into the lap of me at FEMA. It was just an incredibly busy time. And the president had been elected on the basis of about 535 votes out of Florida. It was one of the tightest elections in U.S. history. Ended up being decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, only in the sense that, I mean, they didn't decide the election, but they decided that Florida was violating the Constitution and violating their own laws by continuing these recounts, and they needed to stop the recounts. And stopping the recounts meant that Bush won because he was still ahead by some 500 votes. It varied between 300 and 500 votes. And I might at some point go back and talk about some of the things that occurred down in Florida during that time. But I just want to establish that President Bush was not the conservative or the America First kind of president that we see in Donald Trump. I know many of you are going, well, duh, we know that. Well, when was this? Yesterday at 4.05 p.m., I didn't see it until this morning. Yesterday at 4.05 p.m., the George W. Bush Presidential Center on X posted the following post. They write, U.S. and Russian officials have reportedly drafted a 28-point peace plan meant to end the war Russia started in Ukraine. In a recent article, Bush Institute Executive Director David J. Kramer writes, quote, the United States should not be discussing the future of U.S.-Russian relations while Russian missiles and drones continue to wreak havoc on Ukraine, killing innocent civilians and trying to freeze and force the population into submission with winter coming. The 28-point plan should be dropped and replaced with a simple one-point plan. Russia, get out of Ukraine. And, of course, then there's a link to the story. And obviously the story expounds upon that. But even when you go to the story, the bottom line is it boils down to that one simple sentence. Russia, get out of Ukraine. Now, when I read that this morning, it really drove me crazy. Because whether people agree with what the representative for President Bush is saying or not, is immaterial to me. Instead, I would like for them to answer a very simple question. If your position is, quote, Russia, get out of Ukraine, close quote, please explain how you plan to accomplish that. Remember, their statement is that all Donald Trump and the EU and the European Union and all of the allies in Western civilization, I guess, should just tell Russia to get out of Ukraine. Now, we know that Putin is just not going to do that. So my real serious, and it's a serious question. If you're going to post this, then please explain to me how you plan to accomplish that. Because you can post it, and you can make all of these claims about, you know, we need to support Ukraine, or we need to strengthen NATO, or we need to do this or that. And don't get me wrong. All those are valid issues. But for a former president or his staff at his library to simply post that, hey, this 28-point plan over here is no good. And what you should do is just have one simple plan that says, Russia, get out of Ukraine. Russia, get out of Ukraine. Okay, if that is your plan, then please explain to me how you plan to accomplish that. So let's walk through what the 28-point plan is, and then let's think about if the objective is solely to just push Russia out of Ukraine, then how would you accomplish that? And then I want you, once we walk through all of that, I want you to think to yourselves, is that what I really want to do? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to text me 33103, keyword Michael Mike. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Let's walk through this plan and start to answer the question next.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com. Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curation.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So I've gotten several text messages of people telling me that you're listening on the app and you're not getting the programming, or you're listening on the Blaze Radio Network app and you're not getting programming. We have 350 stations, and so we have no control over the app and particularly the Blaze app and whether those are working or transmitting or not. So my suggestion to you always is, if you're listening on the iHeart app, for example, and the station that you are listening to is dead air or not working for some reason, we, as at least in Los Angeles, where the program originates in Denver, and then it is syndicated out of Los Angeles, out of Sherman Oaks. And if you can't get anything on a particular station that you're listening to on the app, there are more than 350 other stations that you can go to on the app and probably find it airing there. So, for example, if you are listening to it on the Denver station, Freedom 93.7, there may be a problem down in Denver, but, you know, I can't go down and do anything about that. It's Saturday, and the guys in Los Angeles can't do anything about what's going on in Denver. So these things happen. You know, you have apps all the time that don't work. Or, you know, I forget what app I was dealing with this past week. And, it was my Sirius XM app. And all of a sudden it was like, we don't recognize any of your credentials. I had to spend like 20 minutes, you know, finally getting it to work right again. It's just maddening sometimes. But that's my suggestion. If you're listening on the Blaze or you're listening somewhere else and you're not getting it, then try somewhere else. That's the way to do it. Oh, and we just checked and it is working on Freedom. So, but we can't check 350 stations to see which one's working or not working. Go back to this proposal. Now, we've not seen the actual proposal yet to end the war in Ukraine. But the details have been leaked, and the details indicate that the draft was probably developed collaboratively between both American and Russian officials and then presented to the Ukrainian leadership in Kiev and then circulated among the European capitals. So they sat down with Russia first, then they sent it to Zelensky in Kiev, and then they sent it to NATO and the EU and some other allies and said, look at this, you know, let's start talking. The major elements include several things. First is the confirmation of Ukraine's sovereignty, though that does come with limitations. It also includes a formal recognition of Crimea, Luhansk, and Donetsk as de facto Russian territories, including that recognition by the United States and Europe. Now, let's be honest. They've occupied Crimea since 2014. We're going to push them out after 11 years? No, I don't think so. So you see, it already causes me to think this is a proposal dealing with reality. Now, we may not like the reality. I don't like the idea that when Obama was president, that Russia thought they could just take over Crimea and now occupy it. And now 11 years later, we're supposed to say, oh, nope, bad boys, get out. Again, I live in the real world, not in the fantasy world that I think a lot of people that, you know, somehow think we should live in. The third point I would add is there are additional Ukrainian land concessions, including in the eastern Donbass region and the effective maintenance of boundaries for Kherson and Zaporizhia. Okay. Land concessions. I know, and some of those land concessions are lands that are currently occupied by Russian military, and it also includes some additional land in those same regions, in the Donbass and others, that are not currently occupied by Russia, but would become kind of de facto demilitarized zones. Now, it's not clear who's going to maintain that demilitarization, whether that's going to be NATO or, you know, European forces. I don't know. It includes a non-aggression pact between Ukraine, Russia, and Europe. That's trying to settle the ambiguities of the last 30 years and to try to bar future Russian expansion into the neighboring countries. Now, in exchange for that, NATO would pledge not to expand further itself, and Ukraine would agree to never seek NATO membership. That's been a big sticking point. The Ukrainian military would have to be reduced in size. capping its armed forces at around 600,000, which is down from the roughly 900,000 today. So about a third reduction in Ukrainian military. And then limits would also be placed on some of the weaponry, notably excluding long-range missiles. The next point is there would be dialogue. Oh, you're always going to have dialogue. So dialogue between NATO and Russia that would be mediated by the United States on European security arrangements and future cooperation between Europe, Ukraine, and Europe and Russia. There would be this establishment of a neutral buffer zone in the Donetsk and the removal of Ukrainian forces from Russian-controlled sectors in that particular area. There would be $100 billion in unfrozen European assets to support Ukrainian reconstruction, and that reconstruction would be contingent upon Ukraine's compliance with this agreement. There would be lifting of sanctions against Russia and Russia's allies, and that would enable their re-entry into the global economy and re-entry back into the World Trade Organization and start, you know, buying and selling goods and services and allow imports and exports and everything else. And then, of course, there would be a new peace council, again led by Donald Trump, and that would be tasked with monitoring compliance and imposing sanctions for any violations. So I made a quick list of pros and cons, because obviously there's some good things and some bad things. But before I get to the pros and cons, I want you to think for just a moment, everything that I just outlined for you, does that take Russia out of Ukraine? No, it doesn't. So we still haven't answered the question that I've asked President Bush on X and asked his representative, so explain how you would do that. But I do have I at least have one plan on the table, and it may be to many people one-sided, and to other people it might not be one-sided enough. And to some people it might be that you're selling out Ukraine, or that you're not doing enough to protect Ukrainian sovereignty. NATO has to agree to this. The EU has to agree to it. So it's what I would consider to be, it's kind of like before you enter into a contract with somebody. You know, maybe say for an acquisition of some property, or you're going to do a merger of some sort. You might instead enter into a letter of intent or a memorandum of understanding, an LOI, letter of intent, or an MOU, a memorandum of understanding. And that's kind of what this strikes me as kind of, let's put this on the table. We know that, you know, it may appear to be one-sided, but we think this is a doable deal because we worked this out with the Russians first because, quite honestly, they're the ones that have the most power right now. They're the ones that are in the driver's seat. And you have to accept that if you're going to be realistic about how you end this conflict. So let's go through the pros and cons next, and then let's see if we ever get an answer about what would it take to, quote, Russia get out of Ukraine. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Look,
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I hope if you're having trouble getting through on your app or the Blaze Network that you've got it resolved. Let's get back. We're talking about a post that was made to X, formerly Twitter, by the Bush Library. That just kind of irritated me. And it irritated me because everybody thinks it's so simple. Hey, the peace plan, the ceasefire plan, the treaty, the armistice, whatever you want to call this proposal that the Trump administration has put out in collaboration with the Russians about how to end the war in Ukraine is, well, it favors Russia too much. And that may or may not be true. But their response was, the peace plan should just be one sentence. Russia, get out of Ukraine. And I just thought, how naive. How naive and how you represent a former president. In fact, a former president that was involved in some, you know, wartime activities. And your response after Afghanistan and Iraq and everything else is to tell the Russians, hey, just get out. It's just not realistic. And it furthers the idea that somehow we can just what? If you're thinking ahead at all about how would you force Russia out of Ukraine, then you know there ought to be some doubts about whether or not we're ready to engage in that kind of activity. But in the last segment, I went through the different components of this agreement that's been leaked. So let's go through the pros and cons real quickly. The ceasefire would immediately stop the bloodshed and the combat. So the 6,000 people that are dying, however often they're dying, whether it's a week or a month, I don't know, it's just too many people on both sides, that would stop. But the con is that it forces Ukraine to surrender significant territory, some which Russia occupies and a little bit of which Russia does not occupy. On the pro side, it promises security guarantees for Ukraine, which they obviously need because of where they're in the geopolitical world and geographically where they're located. They obviously need some security agreements to keep the aggressive Russians at bay. But it excludes, on the con side, it excludes NATO membership, so it leaves Ukraine somewhat vulnerable. Again, going back to the pro, it facilitates the reconstruction with Western funds that are currently available. So we're going to unfreeze a bunch of assets, and we're going to use those assets to rebuild because Russia has really destroyed and is continuing as we speak to destroy a lot of the infrastructure that Ukraine needs to recover their economy and start growing and be engaged in world affairs again. But also on the negative side, it reduces Ukrainian military capacity dramatically. Okay. I agree, it does, but there are security guarantees that may offset that. Then it could, on the positive side, it could stabilize wider European security environment. It may keep Russia from any idea of expanding into Poland or Moldova or any of the other Eastern European countries. But on the negative side, it does reward Russia for their aggression, and it does set a precedent. Again, going to the positive, it lifts some of these sanctions, and it encourages economic recovery for everybody on both sides of this conflict. But on the negative side, it does, to some degree, weaken Western deterrence, or the Western deterrence posture in Eastern Europe. Russia will have learned they could have got by with a little bit of what they were trying to do. You fed the cat one time too many. Again, on the positive side, it establishes international monitoring, which is going to be needed. There are going to need to be NATO or some forces, some neutral forces, to keep Russia from further expansion. On the negative side, this faces really strong opposition from Ukraine and Ukraine's allies. So those are the pros and cons. But have you thought about what they wrote on X Russia get out of Ukraine? Accomplishing a full Russian withdrawal would require far more aggressive and coordinated military and diplomatic action than the current multilateral efforts permit. And it may require much more military involvement than Americans are willing to put up with. I don't know. I think it leads to the potential for a much wider war than what we're currently seeing. Direct NATO intervention seems to me to be the number one way that you would push Russia out of Ukraine. Now, who's the largest contributor to NATO? The United States military and American taxpayers. So only large-scale participation by NATO, with our air superiority, all of our great logistics, our obviously very good intelligence, that could enable Ukraine to launch an effective counteroffensive so they could reclaim that occupied territory. But that's direct intervention. That's a direct conflict between NATO and Russia. And because it's NATO, that's a direct military conflict between the United States and Russia. Are you ready for that? The other thing we would have to do is we would have to target Russian supply lines, and we would have to command infrastructure. Now, in order to do that, you're going to have intensive air and missile campaigns that would have to focus on cutting off all the Russian resupply routes. We would have to destroy their ammo depots, and we would have to isolate Russian frontline positions. In other words, cut those front lines off from all of their supply and logistics that are behind them that keep them fighting. So we're going to have to squeeze them off. We're going to have to enhance Ukrainians' capabilities. We're going to have to lift all the Western arm restrictions. We're going to have to provide better precision-guided weapons, drones, and real-time intelligence. That's going to be absolutely essential to clawing back lost territory. We're going to have to engage in economic and cyber warfare with Russia. We're going to have to ramp up sanctions on Russia and expand our digital warfare, which could undermine Russian operational capacity and their will to continue this conflict. Do we really want to do that? I mean, I don't know. I'm throwing this out because President Bush and all of his supposed expertise in foreign affairs says that what we ought to do is just tell Russia to get out. And I just want to know, okay, then how are you going to do that? And I think the final thing we need to consider is we would have to isolate Russia politically. Sustain international pressure. You'd have to have UN resolutions. That's probably not going to happen through the UN Security Council. You'd need diplomatic isolation. And you'd have to prosecute, Vladimir Putin or some of his defense ministers or others for war crimes, which could further erode Russian legitimacy and access to their resources, and may cause internal conflict, which might lead to a civil war inside Russia. And I know some people might look at that and say, that's a great thing. But again, like any civil war, there's no guarantee that the outcome of that civil war means a freer Russia or free and open elections. So the Trump proposal, as leaked, is getting this wide criticism as a default capitulation to Moscow's demands. And I think that people are looking at it and saying it would almost certainly fail to end the war on terms that are acceptable to either Kiev or to Europe. And enforcing Russia out militarily to do that is going to demand far greater Western reserve and a really strong willingness to accept some serious escalation risks. So I ask you, is that what you want? I don't know what the answer to it is. I wish I could tell you. I'd like to see the war stop. But again, I live in the real world, and I recognize that if we take President Bush's advice on X, and I wish he'd, whether he consulted with this executive director that posted this or not, I don't know, but the executive director for the Bush Center speaks on behalf of President George W. Bush. So if your resolution to this conflict is to push Russia out, wow, how are you going to do that? When is the price of peace ever fair? Because war doesn't determine who is right. As Bertrand Russell wisely observed one time, war doesn't determine who is right. It only tells us who is left. And very often these conflicts come down to a numbers game. And on the numbers, Ukraine is losing. And despite losing more soldiers, Russia is winning on the battlefield, and unlike Ukraine, hasn't even begun to really do mass mobilization yet. So Donald Trump's proposed peace deal is not going to turn the clock back on Ukraine's borders. It's not going to compensate Ukraine for Russian aggression and war crimes. It's not even going to punish Putin personally for starting this horrible conflict to begin with. If anything, this deal probably, in many eyes, rewards Vladimir Putin. But Trump hopes his proposal will draw a line in the sand and at least stop the relentless bloodshed. But is that a red line that Zelensky is prepared to sign up to? He addressed his nation Friday night and said this was one of the most difficult moments in our history, and that the choice was, quote, a life without freedom, dignity, and justice, while being expected to trust someone who has already attacked us. Now, I'm not sure that's entirely true, but if I were in his position, that might be exactly what I would say, too, because I think Zelensky is risking a coup or perhaps civil war inside Ukraine. I'll be right back.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager. Hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly production at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company and look for Once Upon a Christmas Night. Get your tickets now before the show sells out.
Join us as we explore the excitement and joy of Christmas through storytelling, music, and dance. Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are only $20 at eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And we're supplying drones, so and they've blown up some ammo depots and some, you know, refineries and other places. But it's still a war of attrition. Setting everything else aside, it's a war of attrition. And the Ukrainian people, while they are absolutely noble in how they have fought so far, a crystal ball says they're on the losing side, absent some, you know, either internal to Russia disruption of their leadership. In other words, Putin gets replaced by somebody, you know, there's an internal revolution. There's a coup of some sort inside the Kremlin, and Putin is replaced by someone who wants to end the war. Well, I don't put a lot of hope in that. Or the war of attrition continues, and Russia gets even more aggressive, and they eventually take over the entire Ukraine. They eventually, the Ukrainian people, there will be a coup. Zelensky will face a coup internally, or he faces, you know, that the army will turn on him. Any number of things can happen inside Ukraine. Or, and this is what really people don't think beyond their noses about, is people like George Bush and others, all these neocons are saying, oh, but we've got to stop at all costs. Well, if you're going to truly push Russia out, as I indicated, I believe that takes a lot of direct involvement between the United States and NATO in a direct conflict against the Russians to push them out. And I don't know if that's what we want to do. I have to say that my gut reaction is I don't really want that. Because a direct conflict in Europe, because remember this is taking place in Europe, between NATO, the United States, and Russia, easily spills over into, because if you think like Putin does, Putin will say, okay, game on. I want more than Ukraine. I'll take Ukraine. I'll take Poland. I'll take Moldova. I'll take all these other little countries, these that used to be satellite countries of the old Soviet Union. I'll just go full bore, and the next thing you know, you're in World War III. And China sits back and just watches and says, well, We'll let these two just wipe themselves out, and then we'll take over the world. You see how it just cascades into a even worsening situation? And I just find it naive on the part of the Bush Center to say, well, the solution is just to push Russia out. Now, I will say this, at least Zelensky is at least engaging with the process, and he's going to talk to Trump later this coming week. Yet, however tough his talks with Trump are, they're going to be far easier than the conversations that Zelensky will have to have with his own country and within his own parliament. It's hard, if not impossible, to find a single voice in Ukraine that backs the peace plan in this current form, or even in a diluted form. A source close to Zelensky said that the existing plan fractures the country. It's a stupid decision, this person said. If he doesn't change it, he will lose the party. Local governments might see this deal as a betrayal. This is not a good deal, and we do not recognize it. They could declare themselves as separate entities, while other parts may respect the deal. There will be a lot of violence during that process. In other words, Ukraine itself may implode. And others in the Ukrainian parliament agree. I'm not trying to purposely bastardize the name, but Ivana Kolomsky or something, who's a deputy in the opposition European Solidarity Party, says, the lives of the people who live in the areas that we have to give away will be ruined. Their culture, their religion, they face torture and deportation to Russia, where they will be forced to join the military and fight against Ukraine. This deal shows that might is right. It will be impossible to ratify. And I understand that chief among their concerns is how the Ukrainian military might react to a bad deal. Because I think it should be feared that soldiers who have lost friends in hard-fought battles over land that they're now being told to hand back, they might take matters into their own hands. They could even be prepared to stage a military coup. This is just a horrible situation, and there is no easy or clean path out of this situation. Which is why I find it incredibly naive for Bush and his minions to say, just tell Russia to get out. And as somebody said on the text line, it's like Biden, you know, telling people when he was opening the borders, don't. Or telling Russia when they were starting the invasion, don't. Meaningless. Totally meaningless. So I just want you to be aware that this is what's going on internationally. And we could be drawn into an international conflict. I think Trump's trying to avoid that. But will people who support Ukraine stand behind him? Who knows? I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the abduction of hundreds of children in Nigeria by Muslim extremists.
More than 300 children, boys and girls, ages 10 to 18, have been abducted by gunmen in Nigeria. The Christian Association of Nigeria says the kidnapping happened during an attack on a Catholic school in the north-central part of the country. Earlier, it was thought that a little more than 200 school children were taken. The kidnapping in Niger State happened 4 days after 25 school children were seized in neighboring Kebbi State. No group has claimed responsibility for the abductions, and authorities say tactical squads have been deployed alongside local hunters to rescue the children. I'm Donna Water.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia says that she's resigning from Congress in January. Greene explained her decision last night, saying she did not want to go through a rough primary now that she's fallen out of favor with President Trump. E.J. Antoni, chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, says the president's economic policies are undoing the damage of the Biden years.
You had all of this job growth, but it was in government where it was going to foreign-born workers, not actually native-born Americans getting employed. And today it's exactly the opposite.
Antoni made his comments to the Salem Radio Network this week in an interview. Lawyer and National Review columnist Andrew McCarthy says one casualty of releasing the Epstein files could be the loss of confidentiality granted to grand jury witnesses.
If it becomes the thought of people that if I cooperate with the government and give them stuff about me that may be embarrassing, even if it's not criminal, what's my assurance that a year from now or 3 years from now, because a bunch of politicians in Washington decide that they're curious about it, that my confidentiality will be preserved?
More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says he supports President Trump's strategy of attacking drug vessels in the Caribbean.
Interdicting these boats is simply not a satisfactory solution. One, it's very dangerous for our soldiers, for our sailors, for Coast Guardsmen. As we've seen in the past, you know, with interdictions off the coast of Somalia that led to the death of several sailors, I think just last year, maybe 2 years ago. And two, it's just something that these cartels build into their business model.
Therefore, Cotton says it is not that big of a financial hit, so he believes destroying the boats may send a much stronger message. The USS Gerald R. Ford, that is the most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier, has recently arrived near Venezuela as part of a military buildup in that region, and it coincides with those U.S. strikes on the drug vessels. The deployment is seen as a response to increasing tensions and drug trafficking concerns involving Venezuela. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a fire on a Los Angeles container ship has prompted a shelter-in-place order.
The blaze broke out Friday. The L.A. Fire Department says all 23 crew members are safe. However, officials say hazardous materials are on the vessel, the One Henry Hudson. And Mayor Karen Bass is ordering the areas around the port, including San Pedro and Wilmington, to shelter in place, remain at home, keep windows closed, and turn off HVAC systems. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told his country it could face a pivotal choice between standing up for its sovereignty and preserving the American support it needs. As leaders discuss a U.S. peace proposal seen as favoring Russia, Russian President Putin, meanwhile, has cautiously welcomed the U.S. plan to put an end to Moscow's nearly four-year war in Ukraine. More on these stories at SRNNews and townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The debt goes higher. Corporate and global interests remain Washington's sweethearts. American jobs continue to be replaced, whether it's by illegal labor or legal labor by visas or just shipped overseas. Small businesses continue to be swallowed by big corporations. Americans' hard-earned tax dollars always fund foreign wars, foreign aid, and foreign interests. And the spending power of the dollar continues to decline. The average American family...
Wow. Makes me want to just pound my head on this console and just knock myself into oblivion. I'm not saying she's wrong, but holy cow, come on, sweetheart. We're fighting for a country here. We're fighting the constant battle for liberty and freedom, a battle that never ends.
I can no longer survive on a single breadwinner's income, as both parents have to work in order to simply survive. And today, many in my children's generation feel hopeless for their future and don't think they will ever realize the American dream. And that breaks my heart. I ran for Congress in 2020 and have fought every single day believing that Make America Great Again meant America First.
And it still does. She just has some disagreements with the president. And she's had a lot of agreements with the president. I just want to say one thing to get it off my chest before I delve into this topic. She said a lot of things I agree with. She said a lot of things I disagree with. But the one thing that she never addresses, and it bugs me about every member of Congress, unless you can show me an individual that's the exception, they go to D.C. and they have all of these hopes of changing the world. They forget that they're one of just 535 members of the House and Senate. And they are just one part of three branches of government that are, they have separation of powers, they're equal branches of government, but they are designed by the Constitution to be separate with their own particular responsibilities. And being a congressman or a senator was never meant to be a way to enrich yourself. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but she came to Congress when she first ran. She has a construction company. When she first ran for Congress, her financial disclosures indicated that she had a net worth of less than $1 million. I think it was $400,000 or something. Today, she has a net worth of tens of millions of dollars. I just like to know how that happened. Now, I could sit here and I could speculate that, like Nancy Pelosi, she engages, like Nancy Pelosi and many others, both Republicans and Democrats, engage on insider trading because they know the laws they're about to pass. They know firsthand some of the rules and regulations that are coming out of the executive branch, and they make their trades based on that. In fact, that's become such a common known fact that there are actual apps, services that you can use to do your own trades based on your particular person that you choose as a member of Congress. I'd choose Nancy Pelosi because she's made herself incredibly wealthy with the trades that her husband has made based upon the pillow talk about what Nancy tells him about what's going on inside the government. Now, I got a problem with that. But I also have a problem with something that nobody else ever really thinks about. You mean the government is so involved and so heavily entwined in the private sector that you can make money based upon government actions, and that's going to affect the price of a share of stock in XYZ Corporation? That tells me the government is too big and too intertwined in the economy. But Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't want to talk about that. And I understand why. If I were in that position and I had made millions of dollars off being a member of Congress, I wouldn't want to talk about it either. I'm not going to pretend to have the inside baseball and everything that led to her announcing her resignation from Congress, which, by the way, is effective January 5 of this coming year. Now, as I said, I've got a lot of opinions on what she did well, and I got a lot of opinions on what she didn't do well. But I want to instead stick to something different for a moment. And that is the fight for liberty. Because the fight for liberty is what we should be focused on. Not any one individual member of Congress. Now, you, just like me, need to be focused on my individual member of Congress. Unfortunately, in my home state of Colorado, I've got too many members of Congress that are on the wrong side of virtually, in terms of the Democrats in the Colorado delegation, are on the wrong side of every single issue that I care about. And it may be true in your state, too. I've got some really smart Democrats that should know better, but they're infused with both Trump derangement syndrome, and they're true at heart. They're no longer just big government liberals. They've crossed that line, that kind of moving line. They've crossed the line from just a big government liberal to a Marxist, socialist, communist. As I say, some are just stupid, but some are smart and know exactly what they're doing. And the Republican members of Congress from Colorado are, they may be on the right side of the issue, but because we have such turnover, they don't really have the seniority where they can really do much of anything that needs to get done, which is why I focus more on national issues than I do on local issues. So Congresswoman Green was on the right side of a lot of important issues. She favored certain positions, much of, I think, Trump's base wished that he would get behind, and in some cases those roles were reversed. But what about the fight for liberty? That's next.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take KidneyCop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try KidneyCop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. We're talking about the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene, a.k.a. MTG, from Congress. Somebody pointed out on the text line that her 5 years of service kicks in on January 3rd. So if she resigns effective January 5, she would be entitled to a congressional pension. Just to make sure that we're all on the same page, let me explain about federal pensions. A member of Congress can become eligible for a pension, but it varies depending upon their years of service and their age. So generally speaking, you can receive a pension at age 62 if you have at least 5 years of service. You can receive a pension at age 50 if you have 20 years of service. But you can also receive a pension at any age if you serve for at least 25 years under both the Civil Service Retirement System and the Federal Employees Retirement System. So that's pretty much the general rule about congressional pensions. So making her announcement that she was resigning, which, by the way, will make our margin in the House even smaller. I think that gets us down now to a difference of 3, like 219 to 216, something like that.
Things, because they are meaningless and empty traps that hold too many people in Washington. I believe in term limits and do not think Congress should be a lifelong career or an assisted living facility. My only goal and desire has ever been to hold the Republican Party accountable for the promises it makes to the American people and put America first. And I have fought against Democrats damaging policies like the Green New Deal, wide-open, deadly, unsafe border policies, and the trans agenda on children and against women. With that has brought years of nonstop, never-ending personal attacks, death threats, lawfare, ridiculous slander and lies about me that most people could never withstand even for a single day. It has been unfair and wrong, not only to me, but especially to my family, but it's been wrong to my district as well. I have too much self-respect and dignity. I love my family way too much, and I do not want my sweet district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president that we all fought for, only to fight and win my election while Republicans will likely lose the midterms, and in turn be expected to defend the president against impeachment after he hatefully dumped tens of millions of dollars against me.
Sounds a little sour grapes, doesn't it? But there's something else that I want you to be aware of. I find it interesting that she points out that historically for the past 90 years, presidents in their first year, now this is, I understand this is his second term, but nonetheless it's his first year, and the same holds true for second terms interrupted by another president, 45, 47, tend to lose seats in the House and tend to lose their majorities in the House. And with a margin of, say, 219 to 216 with her gone, that means she would be serving in the minority. And I can just tell you that it's not fun to serve in the minority. For 40 years until Newt Gingrich won election in 1984, 82, 80, I forget what year it was now, with the Contract for America. Prior to that, it was 40 years that Republicans were in the wilderness. 40 years, Bob Michael of Illinois was the House Minority Leader. And Republicans only learned, after 40 years, you learn one thing, how to say no, how to object to everything. Just no, 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 and never actually governing. Republicans could be facing that again. I hope not, and I don't think so, but they could be. And it's easy when you've got a pension and you've made millions of dollars to cut and run and say on the way out, I love my country, I love my district, they don't deserve this, there's going to be a primary against me, so Republicans are going to fight, so I'm out of here. I get it. So it's easy to see that she's been right on some issues, she's been wrong on some other issues, but there should be room in the overall framework of political problem solving that we could fuse those two things together, right? But when you have 8 or 10 different ideologies that get shoved into a shoebox of one of the two parties, it's inevitable that you will have conflict and dissolution. But I must caution, as I always do, that the battle for preserving freedom and liberty is a never-ending battle. There is no end to this. There's no end to it. These battles that we fight today, while they may be different issues, are part of the same battle that this country has been fighting since its founding. Because we're the anomaly. Do you not get that we are the aberration? The United States of America is not the normal republic. The Roman Empire fell. We've managed to survive longer because of our Constitution and because we've had these battles. And we will always have these battles because the power of darkness, the power of tyranny, is substantial. Now, I don't think it's as great as the power of liberty and freedom. But when you browbeat a people into submission, whether that's a COVID lockdown, or whether that's through taxation, or it's through overregulation and policies that intrude into every aspect of your life, it really does become hard to fight the battle for liberty and freedom. We already have plenty of threats to liberty in the weakness of many members of the Republican Party itself, who are indeed beholden to foreign and domestic donors and to special interests. Now, if you side with Congresswoman Green in this fight, then remember she is but one of 435 members of the U.S. House. And even at her best, she is incapable of making positive change without being accompanied by scores of others sharing convictions that the status quo in Washington has to change. If you side with President Trump in this dispute, then this is the simplest way to understand this issue. And that issue is this. Trump's term in the White House expires on January 20, 2029. That is 3 years, 1 month, and I think 28 days from now. If you're listening later, it might be 27 days. So unless your plan is to place the weight of the world on one man or woman, or even on a few congressmen, senators, or influencers, or media personalities, you have no choice but to step up and be involved in this process. Why? I'll tell you next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
Hi,
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Parties change platforms when they're directed to do so by the votes of the subordinate leaders at the lowest levels over a significant enough period of time. That's why in this, it's such a conflict in a mental perspective, because we live a real life. Our real lives are lived, unfortunately, I think, too much so, based on instant gratification. Oh, gee whiz. I mean, you know, poor old FedEx. I can order from Amazon, and I don't even have to wait for FedEx to deliver it the next day. I can order from Amazon and have it delivered the same day. Even if, even some things, depending on, you know, whether it's just a letter or a package, sometimes with FedEx you can even get same-day delivery. We want it right now. And I don't want to have to go to the mall to get it. I want somebody to bring it to my porch and ring the doorbell. In fact, if I get them to bring it in and, you know, unpack it for me, that'd be even better. We want instant gratification. But when it comes to politics, you don't get instant gratification. What you get are humans, because politics are comprised solely of humans engaged in a unique thing of trying to govern ourselves. And we try to govern ourselves while maintaining individual liberty and individual freedom. So everybody's willing to and able to believe their own beliefs and push their own agenda, all within the confines of a two-party system. And I'm not going to argue that we need to abandon the two-party system, because that's just not going to happen. Again, I live in the real world. So a platform changes, and by a platform, I don't necessarily mean a party platform that gets read or voted on at a party convention. I mean a party's position on ideas or issues in general. But the good news is, this doesn't take relocating across the country for you to be involved. It takes being willing to go to local meetings, to volunteer, to sign up for leadership positions, and to drag people with you if it's necessary. Now, if you're restless with certain positions that never seem to change, then understand they are there because they went largely unchallenged before the cabal, before mass media, brought people to the point of realizing the country is on the verge of collapse unless we were resuscitated by a powerful new movement, and we got that. In other words, things had, it's like the typical male. Can I just laugh at the typical male species, because I'm laughing at myself, because I'm as guilty of it as every other male. Oh, you see, I got this spot. It's really bad. It seems to be growing. I'll get a check someday. Yeah, and then you've got a tumor. Or, you know, I don't feel very well. I think, you know, I'm just, you know, give me a couple of sips of tequila and, you know, a nice nap. I'll be okay tomorrow. Next thing you know, you've got pneumonia. Men just keep putting it off. We just, we don't want to deal with it. We got other things we got to do. There's a football game on. I got to go listen to Michael Brown. I got to go do this or that. I got to mow the yard. But what finally woke men up, and women for that matter, was along comes Sleepy Joe. And we knew it was bad. We knew it was bad. But it took the overreach of Democrats for us to realize, holy crap, Batman, it really is bad. We got to do something. If you're viewing the day-to-day events through a microscope, then you're inevitably going to be disappointed as to what must come to pass gets delayed or otherwise obstructed, like it was in the 2020 quasi-election, the pseudo-election, if you will, which set everything back 4 years or more when taking all the damage of the Biden administration into account. Now, I've kind of split the baby here, because this may not be what you wanted to hear if you're deep into the division that you can find if you go over and, you know, you're following me on X and you look at some of the stuff going on over there. You realize, I've seen a lot of stuff about how MAGA has devolved into MIGA. Instead of Make America Great Again, it's Make Israel Great Again. Instead of MAGA, it's MIGA. And I'm like, really? Seriously? Because of some of the things that Trump's done, or that Trump met with Mom Donnie yesterday? Now, the fact he met with Zofram, I wouldn't have done it. If I'd been president, I would not have met with Zofram. And the reason I would not has nothing to do with the fact that he's a communist, nothing to do with the fact that I think he's going to destroy New York, but I would have just let him hang out there. But you gave him great legitimacy, Mr. President, by inviting him to the Oval Office. Well, what about the next mayor of Los Angeles, who might be a communist? What about the next mayor of Houston? Or for that matter, what about the next mayor of Podunk? Nowhere. That just might happen to be a communist. I think it was a mistake, and I wouldn't have done it. But when you live, and I know politics has become a religion for many people, and politics is what they live and die by every single day. Even though you might have a regular day job, you've got a 9-to-5 job, you've got a 6-to-6 job, you've got an 18-hour-a-day job, whatever you've got, for many people, regardless of what their day job is, their other life is just consumed by politics. And so when something comes along that you don't like, I'm just throwing my hands and walk away. We can't do that. We can't do that because individual liberty and individual freedom truly does hang in the balance. And maybe I'm the one that's pissing in the wind. Maybe I'm the one that just needs to step back and say, okay, well, fine. Just let it collapse. You'll get your wish. The country will devolve into civil war or into chaos or it'll devolve into communism. And then, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will rise up and turn it back into a constitutional republic. I don't know. But again, I say that no one man or no one woman can uphold that which is meant to be a shared responsibility given to all of us as citizens. So, Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG is gone. Okay, well, bye. Bye, and good luck. And I mean that sincerely. I don't wish her ill. But by the same token, those who are absolutely appalled and want to join her because Trump's done a few things they don't like, versus everybody that looks at Trump and says he can do no wrong, I say on both sides, that's incorrect. Trump's not perfect. He's done some stuff that I like, and he's done some stuff that I don't like. Some stuff, I am absolutely convinced he's playing 4D chess, and I haven't quite figured out what the 4D chess is. But as long as we are moving to correct the mistakes of the past and somehow get this country on a stronger economic footing, which is not going to happen overnight. If you listen to me during the weekday, you know that I spent a good hour to an hour and a half one day this week talking about how affordability is a buzzword that we need to avoid because prices have so many different influences that set a price for whatever widget or whatever service, whatever good it is that you're buying, that those prices in general may come down or some prices are going to stay high because of things that, frankly, a president has no control over. And because of a COVID shutdown, which absolutely destroyed the economy, and not just in this country, but worldwide. And so now we are still, almost 5 years later, still trying to recover from that. So the affordability issue is going to be used by Democrats as a cudgel to try to divide Republicans, because those of us who understand that this is going to be a long-term recovery, because it was a near-death experience. It was an NDE that we experienced with the COVID shutdown. And because of the COVID shutdown, we've been resuscitated. We came back to life. We got a heartbeat. Lungs were working again. The blood was circulating again. But the tissues still damaged. And we're still recovering from it. And we're still trying to move in the right direction. And it's going to take a long, long time to do that. I hope that the lesson that we learned from the COVID shutdown was that don't ever let that happen again. Don't ever let it happen again. Fight it with everything you have because they conducted the experiment. They showed they could control us. We all, I shouldn't say all of us, many of us fell in like sheeple and just hid in our bedrooms because we were afraid to get out because of a virus that, is still around and is still affecting people and is still causing people to get sick. There's a story out just last night about measles in Canada. Measles is now endemic endemic versus pandemic. Means it is just consistent. In Canada, widespread and consistent. Measles. Now, I suppose if Canada wanted to go bat crap crazy and enforce a shutdown or do forced vaccinations again, whatever it might be, then maybe they get measles under control again. But it's a constant battle for freedom and liberty. And MTG's disappearance from the scene, for me, is a big yawn. I'll be right back.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Text line, as always, always open. The number on your message app is 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. So, tell me. Crooks? Remember Thomas Crooks? Does that sound familiar to you? I imagine a lot of people forgot who it was. Oh, yeah, the guy in Butler, Pennsylvania that tried to assassinate Donald Trump and came within just a tiny fraction of an inch of blowing Trump's brains out on national television. Why on earth are we funding the FBI when they can't even tell us the truth about a guy who came within that split second and a fraction of an inch of assassinating an American president on TV? Instead, we got to turn to podcasters or the New York Post. Miranda Devine's doing great investigative work about Thomas Crooks, and she's exposing the truth about the social media footprint of this dirtbag, a footprint that the lying leadership of the former director of the FBI, Chris Wray, wouldn't even tell us about. Did you know, for example, that Crooks was a Trump-hating leftist with a furry fetish? You don't know what a furry fetish is? F-U-R-R-Y? Go look it up. His pronouns, they, them? Now, you didn't know that. That's because the FBI let the cabal lie that Crooks was a registered Republican, a lie that began circulating mere hours after the attempted assassination. In fact, on July 24, 2024, a couple of weeks after the shooting, Chris Wray said this: in terms of what we've been able to find so far, a lot of the usual repositories of information have not yet yielded anything notable in terms of motive or, you know, anything like an ideology. Now, remember, that's the exact same Chris Wray who opined that we weren't sure whether Trump was even really shot or not. Unbelievable. Even though the New York Times reporter that took the picture of the bullet whizzing by, a Pulitzer-winning prize photo, I don't think it takes a genius to say, wait a minute, I told you so. Even a few days earlier, before that day in July of 2024, Wray's partner in crime, the deputy director of the FBI, Paul Abate, had told Congress that Crook's social media comments appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes to espouse political violence and are described as extreme in nature. Oh, so it's the right-wing violence that kept us, that they kept warning us about during the entire length of the Biden presidency. It's almost as if they were getting their narrative talking points from the auto pen and the cabal was just transcribing what the auto pen was writing. Now, they did report, to be fair, that Crooks had made a $15 donation to the Progressive Turnout Project back on Inauguration Day in 2021. But that only causes people to shrug their shoulders about the ideology that actually drove, you know, Crooks to nearly change the trajectory of the world and its history. As Miranda Devine points out in the New York Post, Thomas Crooks wasn't mixed up at all. Thanks to an enterprising source who uncovered Crooks' hidden digital footprint, she wrote, we can say that Abate misled Congress by omission, because he left out an entire section of Crooks' online interactions between January and August of 2020 when he did an ideological backflip and went from rabidly pro-Trump to rabidly anti-Trump and then went dark, never seeming to post again. Now, why wouldn't the FBI tell us that Crooks ultimately did a political 180 in early 2020, the last year of Trump's term? And then started posting stuff about fighting the government with terrorism-style attacks. His words online. Wouldn't an online posting suggesting that you, quote, sneak a bomb into an essential building and set it off before anyone sees you, track down any important people, politicians, military leaders, etc., and try to assassinate them? Wouldn't that sentence raise an eyebrow with those whose job it is to find those things and detect that kind of threat and protect the rest of us from that kind of threat? Well, you know the answer, because it would have put the victim of the attempted assassination, Donald Trump, in a sympathetic light. and would have therefore hurt the Democrats politically. Because all of that was in the run-up to last year's presidential election. Luckily for us, it ended up not mattering. It was on Friday that Tucker Carlson, who has neither the financial resources nor the investigative power, say, of the New York Times or the Washington Post, nonetheless delivered the goods in a 34-minute podcast. The rest of fair-minded media have since followed suit and built upon Carlson's reporting. Now, if only Carlson could resist the apparently overwhelming urge to give softball interviews to, you know, Hitler-loving people like Nick Fuentes, he might have some more credibility. But I digress. But you have to give Carlson credit, despite the wild conspiracy stuff that he seems to be going off on, was able to at least find this information, which really corroborates, whether you want to say he corroborated Miranda Devine or Miranda Devine corroborated him. Nonetheless, we have at least two disparate sources telling us that, yes, this is the truth about Thomas Crooks, and this is exactly what the FBI was hiding from us. Now, Trump's FBI director, Kash Patel, has come out and said that Crooks acted alone. But now people are calling for an investigation to be reopened, including the widow of the firefighter, Corey Compatore, that's the volunteer fire chief, who was murdered that day. I mean, this is really sad. But here's former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker, quote, "I wouldn't trust the previous iteration of the FBI and the Biden administration to not hide their mistakes and not be proactive when it comes to Donald Trump and getting out there and trying to intervene and intercede. Regarding the motivation, we know again that the previous iteration of the FBI and the Biden administration tried to convince us that there was only right-wing terrorism and right-wing fanatics, and that simply wasn't the case." Wow. And you think that MTG leaving is a big deal? No, we have a lot of work still to do.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.